man. The man has returned. We have the geese, the OG geese back with us. Oh, yeah, you were going to sponsor this episode, right? Do you want to go ahead and do that?
Oh, here.
I hadn't. I told you I was going to do that, and then I was going to prepare remarks, and then I totally forgot about it.
Well, I'll help you out. I was at a wedding, and I get no town. Okay, now what you do is you just cut it straight out. You play what we're saying now, and everybody be like, what?
What did he say? Well,
I think that's the only thing we've actually talked about, right?
That's true.
So it would be easy just to start over now.
We're not going to get out of here till 9 o'clock if we keep this.
Well, come on, man. It's been...
No, I'm glad you said something. Better now.
But yeah, looking out for you, man.
I guess it's better to ask permission than for forgiveness.
When you're dealing with
livelihoods,
with mine,
but it's been a long time since the three of us have been in the same room together. It's been like all summer,
yeah.
And Mitch is pretty much the reason why we can never get together.
If I've offered up at least two Tuesdays, well.
Yeah.
One Tuesday from 6 to 6:45.
I offered
over the course of the summer
3 to 3:25 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on a particular Monday evening.
So have you guys ever thought about mornings for the podcast? I think over coffee it'd be really good.
Yeah, 3:30 to 5:30 work.
I could make it work. No.
Well, I've been busy. I was coaching a youth baseball team.
And the program's done?
We are. We had our last games last Thursday.
So when do the awards come out? Are you gunning for Coach of the Year? Have you been nominated?
They don't give those awards at Sheldon Rec.
It's too bad.
No, it's because they don't value success, apparently.
Whoa.
Or did you just get a participation trophy?
I think you
were a good coach, Mitch.
Or you were Coach of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I would. I would definitely get that.
I think they should hand some of these out.
Restrict it to fourth grade, because I think I'm the only one who hadn't coached before in fourth grade. So, yeah.
We should hand out papers to the parents and grade you as a coach?
No, we should not.
Do you think your heart could handle that kind of feedback?
Do you think your son or daughter had enough playing time under Coach Geese?
They did.
Anybody wants to complain about that? If anything, your kid got too much playing time on my team.
If you're a complainer, you got too much playing time?
Okay. Yes.
If you're a complainer, your kid got way too much playing time.
Wow.
Yeah. You should have complained during the season so I could have corrected that.
They tried, but the email wasn't right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
they never got
the email. Turnabout Spare Play, I gave them the wrong email, too.
You glad to be done?
No, I kind of miss it.
Oh, really?
It's fun.
So what comes up this fall? Like my AMFL?
We're not going to do that. We'll have flag football. That's a city rec thing. So
you'll be a coach there?
No, high school kids coach that.
So are you done with sports for the year then, or like for the summer anyway?
Yeah. Other than there's some, I don't know, some random rec program stuff, I think, or. No, there's not. No, that's all done. So we have like a football camp and something else. Yeah.
Oh, Minnesota Twins are coming.
That's right. I think that's end of the month.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're coming?
So there's
to town.
Well, yeah, they're barnstorming. Going to stop by Sheldon and play against the local beer league softball team. No, wouldn't that be amazing if they?
Yeah, would
that would be awesome. That would be their youth initiative that. Like there's going to be some contingent of the team, right? Like not like players, but
yeah,
I'd imagine it's
some sort of
it's like a MLB 360 something or other. I don't know, but it's a Minnesota Twins sponsored camp that they're putting on for the day in Sheldon.
Very nice.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, like it's
chance for the scouts to see my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Really is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Asa, grab a bat.
Let's try this. No.
I drove past your new ground yesterday.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
It's really green with
weeds.
Yeah,
it is. Well, you plant such exotic stuff that, one could hardly tell.
Mm-hmm. It's diversity.
Yes, biodiversity.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, man, you know, it's hard to try and figure out exactly where we left off. I mean, we had, I think when we left off, I had just gotten a summer place and was enjoying
that. Oh, it hasn't been that long.
Has it been that? No,
I don't know. I remember we talked together, the three of us, about how you were overstaying your welcome a little bit at the
geese
at the
house.
Cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And we've talked about that privately too.
How your daughter's eating them out of house and home.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you had my brother on last week.
So, yeah, we wanted
a show.
Yeah, because it was like 3 weeks of no show. Yes.
Yes. There was a clamoring. The amount of people that were upset because we hadn't had a show and they were used to the every other week and it had been how many weeks?
So. And so you have at this particular point in history had decided that, you know, some sort of scrimmage against the Little Sisters of the Poor that your rec team was doing was more important than...
Oh, yeah, 100% it was.
Well, then we...
I think you should have taken the podcast into consideration when you accepted that position.
Yeah, I think that's... When you look at...
I think your priorities are out of order.
So what we did was we decided we would try and please the crowd. All right.
Well, you tried and you failed.
What are you talking about?
I don't know that it was a failure. I heard a lot of nice comments.
The listens are through the roof.
No, they're not. You just told me earlier.
Looking
well, what do we have? We were what?
The listens are there.
22.
There's listens.
They're there. They're there.
People are on vacation.
Hey.
Yeah, and you know, if there's one thing, people never listen to a podcast while they're driving places.
Right. We're just shy of 1,000.
Oh, you are not.
Well, I mean, it is less than 1,000.
You round up to the nearest 1,000.
You're rounding pretty hard.
But I thought it was a nice show. I mean, if we're going to get anybody to come in and...
Replicate you,
it's going to be your little brother.
Well, just think of that as a tribute to you. He said a lot of nice things about you. Didn't disparage you hardly at all.
And was very complimentary.
And then after all this is done, you know, we go out of our way to make this podcast happen despite your super busy schedule. And then we think, oh, this would be a fun surprise for Mitch to listen to this podcast back while he drives home from Pella.
A gift.
Yes.
From Wayne and I.
Oh, yeah.
I edited,
I'm sure that's how you thought of
edited
it.
Edited through the night and then told your wife so that she could be in on it. And what does she do? Mitch, oh, Mitch, they got your brother on. Oh, boy, Mitch, I don't know what we're going to do.
You didn't hear our conversation. You don't know what it was like. No, it was more like, you know what those pricks did.
We thought she was on our side.
No.
And then she says, the whole, don't forget where my allegiances lie.
And then we listen.
Okay. Whoa.
We know more than pulled out of the driveway leaving Pella, and she pulls up the draft version that you had sent me, and she's like, kids, put your headphones on and put a movie in. Your dad and I got something to listen to. And we listened to it like immediately right out of the chute.
I like that your wife's like your agent. Like, and, you do not sign off on this until we listen.
I appreciate that about her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's good that you guys have that connection.
And the pause button was about worn out because every time Aaron made some erroneous statement,
Air
we had to
Bear
stop and be like...
Or Aaron.
Air Bear.
Air Bear.
See, we're going to have to do that this episode.
Yes, we do have
we
to,
can't
to,
call
to
him
disseminate.
Aaron.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you made some erroneous statements, too, so...
Is it notated on your legal pad?
No.
He's got a document front
it's
and back
filled
out.
It's a mini legal pad, front and back, and I have big handwriting.
There's a line, and then there's bullet points under it.
Yes.
It's like an outline.
Sections and then subsections.
Okay. Do you want me to go through line by line on this deal? Because I'm prepared to do it.
Yes.
All right.
Hold on. No, let's just put a pin in that, and then that'll be our segment two.
Oh, no, well, no. I'm ready to roll right now.
Yeah.
Fuse is lit. Throwing water at it. It ain't going out.
I'm not
going
to be able to think about anything else.
Fine,
all right.
Fine. Let's
rebuttal time. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is.
But you're going to have to.
This is my fact checking.
Okay. That's fine. But you're going to have to remind everybody what was said before
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Thank you, this isn't my first time. I'm not nervous like my brother obviously was.
You're just going to read your list.
Chill. Not mad at us. At least you shouldn't be.
Okay.
Be mad at yourself.
My brother called into question the roof story.
Yes, he did.
With my dad.
I don't remember it that way.
Your Honor, I will I have witnesses
who will attest to the veracity of my statements.
Did you call them on the way home from Pella? Hey, remember no, back in 2002?
I know where their allegiances lie.
Well, what's funny is I, knowing the Sutherland crew, he dialed like Doofy, Dog Nuts, and then Q2. Hey, Budweiser, remember that time? Yeah, your dad was like an asshole, man. Thanks, Budweiser.
There were only a couple other people there, and I know they would back me on
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
So that's bogus. All right, that's pretty minor. The thing about...
Oh, I thought that was the big one.
You guys said, when I'm smiling, I'm mad. Wrong. You're wrong about that.
Well, okay.
No,
so then
when
maybe,
you're mad, you're often smiling.
Yes.
Yeah, but that is...
Yeah, you are correct, Aaron.
But no, you are mistaking my annoyance for anger. That's different.
Is it though?
It's more like, oh, ha, 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 yeah. Laugh it up, whatever. Thanks, Wayne. Shut up now. It's not the same as anger.
Okay.
Just clarifying. All right.
Next.
You said that I play up you all.
Oh, you all. Okay, it's a plural. Y'all. Okay. Because I felt that.
I claim the lake place. I go out of my way not to claim the lake place. I call it a cabin. I say it's my parents' lake place. And I make sure they know it's on Minnewashta.
So just to play it down a little bit further, it's not on West.
Is that even in Dickinson?
Yeah,
not
on
I don't
West.
Think I've ever heard of that.
That's in the middle of a cornfield is what it sounds like.
I mean,
exactly.
It's better than Lower Gar, but I mean, it's not West.
Okay.
It's not West.
I was accused of commandeering the driving of the boat.
When? Oh,
yeah.
Anytime. My rebuttal to that, don't be late all the time, dumbass. If everybody else is already in the boat for 20 minutes, of course I'm going to sit in the driver's seat while I'm sitting there revving the throttle waiting for you to dink around with your sunscreen or whatever the heck you're doing. Like, come on, let's go. We said we were going an hour ago.
He's got a nine-month-old child that's crying, trying to get her ready.
No, because Megan's usually sitting there holding her like, come on, Aaron, your makeup is fine. So, no,
that's fair.
False.
Yep.
He gets slightly carried away about sports. I put LOL exclamation point exclamation point exclamation point.
He wrote down LOL.
He literally cries when the Hawkeyes lose.
Let's just stop for a minute. You are eight kinds of paranoid that your brother would take things and take them to the extreme and tell things and put them in a different light. And
he doesn't,
here you
he
are.
He doesn't always cry. But I have witnessed him crying. There. You're right. I may have been embellishing a little bit, which he accused me of, which might be true, but I think that's true of all of us on the podcast.
Yep.
Okay?
There's podcast Mitch and there's regular Mitch.
I can take some...
Something tells me
valid
at this point
criticism.
The services of Thor Klinker Esquire have been retained and we'll be receiving some sort of notice at this point.
Are we halfway down the page?
I did not get in quite as much trouble as Mitch. To that I say, I'm not going to elaborate, but ahem. I get no doubt.
I want to Google that, but I'm not gonna.
You got to wait till break.
I was not
pull it up.
Wearing a No Fear shirt in my senior picture. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I think it was actually a Mossimo shirt, which you talked
which
about.
Which we did talk about. Yeah.
So I gotta find the picture to verify, but I know for a fact it was not a No Fear shirt. I had outgrown my No Fear shirts by that point. I did have them at one point.
Yeah, I believe that. Well,
all right,
it's a prerequisite for the rat tail.
I do not hate dogs.
Oh.
It's a cleanliness and pain in the ass factor. combination of the
two. You're a pain in the ass. Good Lord.
You hate dogs.
I do not. Have some fun in your life.
I do.
Good grief.
We're going away for 3 days. Would you please watch Sally?
No.
You hate dogs. She's the best dog to watch. There is no better dog. Would you please watch Sally?
Dude.
We'll get her back Thursday night.
Dogs are better than most humans.
Oh. Wow. Oh, you hate people?
I'll say that most dogs are better than most people if we're looking at it on a more grand scale. 100%.
I've been bitten by more dogs than people.
It's because you're an asshole.
They can smell
they
it
can
on
smell
you.
Smell it.
Okay. You don't hate dogs.
Whatever. I don't tongue kiss dogs when I see them like Wayne does, but
okay.
But whatever. Okay. Now and then here he tried very, very hard to differentiate him from me. You know, tried to play it off like, well, you know, Mitch is this and I, but I'm, you know, a more refined version or blah, 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 blah.
I don't recall him saying that. Did you?
Well, that was the underlying insinuation here, okay? That's like the spirit of his message.
Oh, everybody. Okay. Look at you interpreting spirit now. Okay.
Oh, well, I know him enough to have context behind all of his little comments.
Are we in the bullet points?
We are to the bullet points.
All right, let's go.
All right, so here are the Aaron and Mitch similarity bullet points.
Air Bear.
Yes. My brother, Aaron. Okay. Now, keep in mind, I'm older, so I did all these things first. So these are things that he copied me on. We both went to college.
Peace standing up.
Both went to college at BV. Both majored in sports management. We were both linemen on the football team. Both of our first jobs out of college were selling farm machinery. We both lived in Sheldon about two blocks away from each other at one point. He actually ended up working at the John Deere dealership I worked at the time. And we both married BV softball players.
So you're saying...
So I'm saying if I'm such a bad guy, then why the hell is his resume almost identical to mine? That's all I'm saying.
Deep down, imitation
is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yes.
And I am extremely flattered. Thank you, Aaron.
Well, I hope that
Air Bear.
I hope that Air Bear doesn't, duplicate and try to replicate your level of smugness. My goodness,
that's smugness.
I did this, and then he copied me, and I did this, and then he copied
that was
me.
Actually,
and I did this, and then he copied me. So I'm better because he copied me.
I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying. If I was that bad, he wouldn't have done the same.
Well, let's put in context. What is "quote unquote" that bad? I don't know that Aaron during the Air Bear
think he was being that hard on me. Yeah, I just had to rebut a few things.
Okay, even off air.
Yeah,
he was
complimentary.
Yeah, I mean it was disappointing for Wayne and I. We were really hoping to fling some mud here.
We wanted blood. We wanted him to find some sort of scab that he had, take some fingernails to it, rip it open, and then we wanted to feast on the blood that came out. And you know what he said? Yeah, I really looked up to Mitch as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that say about you?
I couldn't have asked for an older, bigger brother, he said when we were...
Oh, he did not say that.
Sure he did.
I don't believe
he that. He might have been four Coors Lights in, but... And he was crying, like you said.
Just kidding.
You really could have summarized that up a little better.
Yeah,
I think you wasted a lot of ink.
What do you mean?
And a lot of company time, too.
It seems you're right.
I did this while I was driving.
Oh, good.
No,
good. Yep. I'm glad you were angrily writing while driving. Oh, that Air Bear.
I wasn't angry.
Yeah, because he's smiling. Well, he's slightly annoyed.
I thought it would be funny to rebut him. Come on.
It was good. I appreciate it.
Let your true colors shine. Let it shine.
So, we can't ever do a show if Wayne is gone. But if I'm gone, who are you going to have come in?
Oh, we can do a show without Wayne.
Good luck.
Push on.
That's it.
I'll take the power
cords. Hit publish.
Yep.
I'll take the power cords.
And we'll have another episode sounding like we're all huddled in the bathroom.
So echoey. Yeah, I'm hoping that we can make this sound good with two fans and an air conditioner going in here.
Yeah, because we're not going to try without any of these things running.
Nope, nope, do not care
not
anymore.
Not at episode 57.
Seven. So I think what you meant to say, Mitch, was, hey, Aaron, thanks for filling in for me, bud.
I do appreciate it.
Keeping our listeners
happy. He wasn't
happy.
That hard on me, but I just had to set the record straight.
What's so right is right.
What? Give me an example of something in your life that you were afraid he was going to bring up and embellish.
Yes, yeah.
And be what? One side.
Oh, yeah. I was afraid he was going to be like I just was to him.
No. Thank you.
I brought in this piece of paper complete
sir,
with bullets.
Sir, let the record show in subset 8, column 2 of my deposition. All right, we're going to take a brief time out, and we're back with segment 2 after this. You're a smooth cowboy there, buddy.
Playing my part.
Man, I love seeing you in a wedding where there
pearl snaps.
No ham buns, I'm assuming, in
no,
this wedding.
No, pulled pork and baked beans.
Wow.
With plenty of barbecue sauce for the pulled pork.
Need of it?
No, I just like barbecue.
Same guy that
it's just when you go
he
to
does
these
the
things,
A1 on the
so was it
too.
Like a big can of Van Camps on a hot plate?
No, it
what
was
are they, hobos.
It was emptied out. But how many times have you gone somewhere and all right, we get pulled pork and here's the empty thing of cookies? It's empty. They had plenty of barbecue sauce, and for that, I took note and I was thankful. You did a fine job, caterer. A fine, fine job.
So you were asked to be in a wedding by your one of your employees.
Mm-hmm.
One of your employees got married, asked you to be part of the wedding.
Yeah, and he said it was because, so what had happened was he was living over in Clay County. He saw we were looking for help. I said, yeah, I'd love you to work here, but I really, really want you to live here.
Right.
I don't want you to drive. I want you to live here because mm-hmm. then you can have a company vehicle and you can really benefit me. I'm really selfish
yeah,
here
and
this.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I want you to be part of the community.
Yeah.
And not drive my vehicle so damn far.
And I remember he said, oh, but my house, I just can't imagine. It's going to, I owe a lot on it yet. I said, hey, selling the house. So this would have been right at a year ago. I said, there's no better time than right now to sell a house.
True.
But you didn't tell him there's sold. No better time or no worse, no worse time right now than to buy a house.
Yeah. No, I said, hey, come this way. And so his folks lived in Sanborn. I kind of knew him from that. And come rent. There's some decent houses. So long story short, he moves. He gets some new friends. He bumps into this gal from Sheldon. Ah, there's
one
love.
Thing. One thing leads to another.
Yeah. So he says, you know what? You being really good to me, bringing me out. And I was just like, what? I was just being super selfish, looking to make more money. But no, that's good.
Was this in your speech, too, after the wedding?
So, here's why. I'm not really sure, you know, how many kids you have or what your hobbies are, but... You've been a good employee, number 147.
It, you know how it is in a small
You let him
business.
Take the van on the honeymoon then?
There's a comment about laying pipe, but we're just going to leave it
really that alone. You know how it is with a small business. You get to know all your guys really well, and it was an honor to get asked. I kind of thought my wedding, standing up in wedding days were over. I'd let myself go.
Right. All two of your friends have been married already.
And you were the MCs at those weddings. So
years ago.
You did not know what to... And I'm guessing this wedding did not have an MC.
No, it didn't. It had a DJ.
Yeah, that's most weddings do.
I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Rick?
Yeah, DJ Rick. He looked like a dad.
Well,
he had his
like a Hawaiian shirt.
On. No, he had a polo, a professional polo with the name and his name, DJ Rick. But then he had cargos on with his New Balance white shoes.
And you just felt play, you felt really
the
good
playing the Beach Boys' greatest hits on repeat all night, huh?
Yes, it was good. And Red Solo Cup did not get played.
Good,
But he was
in Melvin,
right? But he was playing what everybody was requesting for the most part. So he was cool, unlike, you know, you back in the day where you told people,
I'll see what I can do for you.
I got a long list.
You think I'm being paid to be here?
No, I'm paid.
I'm not here to make you happy.
No, I'm paid.
It's all death metal and then an occasional ballad for the moms.
Stop. I mean, I like the moms. Get them out there. But no, that it's all about keeping the party going. You're paid to keep the party going. That's what the DJ does. It's not, can you please play this one song by Hanson? Because one time when I was in 12th grade, I bought a bicycle and that song was playing and it made me really happy.
I can't believe he turned the kid down when he came up with that feel-good story. But
I don't think the bride really talked like that, did she?
So it's it wound up, you know, the National Weather Service with a 20% chance of very spotty rain, very spotty. Turned at like 2 o'clock into a 600-mile-wide band of guaranteed precip.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that.
From Omaha to Fargo.
20% chance of spotty precipitation.
It rained for the whole ceremony. But everybody there was super excited because rain on your wedding day is good luck.
Right. And you had a hat.
And I had a hat. So that was perfect for the guy in glasses.
Kept the water off your white thin shirt in the rain.
It's like, I can see why they put pockets where they put pockets, because I needed the double the doubled up shirt. But then you'd look up a little bit and all the water that had collected on your hat would just drip right down your crack. Just run right down.
That'll teach you to keep your posture right, I guess. That's
lean forward and let the water off.
But so, you know, that would help cover up your tears.
Yes. So I get paired with a bridesmaid who's like the single bridesmaid, of course.
Oh, the single ladies.
Yeah. So I get paired up with that gal, and then we come into town and have the reception there, and then the DJ. So I'm texting my wife because she's stuck with my guys, sitting at the table with my guys, and I'm like, this is eye-opening for her, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I could just feel the anxiety from here.
And we've eaten, we've visited, we've done all this, and the DJ's getting ready to get everybody out on the floor, which is his job.
That's right.
And I text my wife and say, you know what, you can head home. You don't got to stick it out, whatever. The kids are at home, probably tearing the walls apart, and it's just head home. It was getting hot in there. So anyways, after I tell her, you know, you can just go home. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea for you to head home. Dude announces, we're going to get the wedding party on the floor and have a slow dance.
Oh, no.
So me and single lady.
Right.
What?
Right. So
what was the song?
What's it look like when a husband tries to shuffle his wife out the door right before a slow dance?
You go.
No, I know this looks bad, but I had no idea. We didn't do a slow dance. We just did the, I did the awkward just shuffles, like, because then he's going to be like a snowball or something, and then you have to go out and grab somebody.
Right, yeah.
I'm just going to yell it here if this don't happen here in the next few seconds.
Snowball!
Oh, terrible awkward out here.
Meanwhile, I'm just seeing his hand trying to stay above the Mendoza line.
Oh, there was no touching. There was no touching. I'm a married man.
Well, so it's just
he's
like
well practiced from all the Western dances.
Well, I was going to say, he's like prom.
Yeah, right. We had dances, but they were not Western dances. They were not school sanctioned.
Oh, really?
They were hosted by the parents of like juniors and seniors.
They were, yeah, but it's Western kids, so.
Correct. Right. But it's not, you can't have, no, there's a very definitive split. At least that's how it was in 1997 and 1998.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, dumbass.
No, but I'm just saying that it was,
jeez. Nice. I mean, he called me a jerk in the last segment.
Yeah, he's just all high and mighty over here.
No.
Because we told him we could run the show without him. And ever since we told him that, he's upset.
Oh, yeah, stop. The problem. Oh, stop.
Found the problem.
Just stop. But. So you slow danced with a single gal.
Then my wife stuck around for 2 more hours.
Yeah. Just gonna
that looked keep really bad when I did that.
I bet that did.
Good time. She's forgiven me, I think. We had a great sermon yesterday on forgiveness.
And boy, did I need it. Were you texting Pastor on Saturday night?
Look, I'm calling in a favor. Need you.
I got you hired. That's right. Remember that. I got you hired.
That's right. I need a big favor here, Pastor. Wives forgiving their husbands.
And then tell them about serving them, too. You know, just throw that in there.
Supper, prompt, 6 o'clock. Oh, I'm not sure that's in the Bible, Aaron. Don't care. No, it was a really nice time. It was a small group. It wasn't a big wedding. It was probably 40, 50 people total together. So it was very small, very which small. Is what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted just super close friends and family. And so it was nice. I haven't been to a wedding in a little while that wasn't like held in a church where you just went to the back of church and had your
ham buns.
Yep. So it was a complete different atmosphere being outside. He had it raining, so everything had to change a little bit. And everybody was just rolling with it. It went really well.
So how long, so when we were in the text chain here, you couldn't buckle the neck button.
No.
Couldn't button
because
that.
I needed a 3X shirt in order to close the top button, and I wasn't going to wear a 3X. I could wear a 1X tall. I was very proud of that.
Because of pride? Is that why?
No, because it looks like you're wearing your living room curtain.
You have it tucked into your pants.
Yeah, but it's all baggy. I wear it a 1X tall and was very proud of that.
I can tell. Yeah, it is a good thing you had the pockets because I can see that you're not wearing an undershirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of the shirt appears to be flesh colored in the picture. I didn't notice that till just now, and then I
see-through
shirt's bold choice for a wedding.
And then the Sam starts, so then that peach color turns to more of a deep red,
glowing red, like molten lava.
The lights were low at the after thing, so it was fine. It was good.
And then how red did it get when they said, oh, time to slow dance with your wedding date? Oh, boy!
Oh, no. So,
where'd you get that hat?
Yes.
Kenny Chesney? Is that like a...
No, because I have to have hats specially made by only a handful of places in the United States
that will make them. Which hat maker did you commission
it's
for this American, custom order?
I think it's like...
It's like the...
It's not Stetson.
Comically oversized hat is what he searches for. There you go. That looks like it'll fit.
So I own two hats from, I think it's like AmericanHatMakers.com or something like that. But it's really fast turnaround. The prices are not bad. And it's real leather. And it smells like real leather.
Oh, it's real leathery leather.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it stank. It stank.
Because it wasn't maybe real leather. Oh, no. Don't wear it in the rain.
It smells like leather. It just really smelled like leather. And it's like,
fake leather, and they sprayed it in like the new car scent stuff to make it smell like leather.
And that's what was dripping down his crack.
Oh, that explains the rash.
So I had ordered the second to the biggest hat they make, which they advertise big hats. And then that's my summer fencing hat and cattle hat. And it was a little bit tight, so I had to buy the hat stretcher. And expand
that's a
it.
Thing?
Yeah. It'll stretch your hat out. Like it does a shoe.
Is it like, so is it just like north and south, or is it east and west as well?
You can get cheap ones for just north and south, and then there's other ones that do east to do a nicer job. But then, so then I thought, I'll get one size bigger, which is the biggest hat they make.
And
then
you still had to stretch it.
No, I didn't. No. It sits over my head. I had to put
look like
the
a little
filler.
Kid wearing dad's
yes,
cowboy hat.
It like pushed my ears over. I had to like get fluff it back up and get it to sit more on my head. But through the night, it'd come down and flip my ears.
And he's thinking, boy, this is a first.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is how you normal people feel when you wear a hat that's too big. I've never had this before.
So do they size those the same way they do like ball caps, as far as like fitted caps or whatever?
Yeah, inches.
So
this is an 8 1/8.
8 1/8.
Yeah, and my other one was 7 7/8, and that was, so I need an 8.
Yeah, I might need Nate too.
That's a big hit.
I would like
lots of wisdom up there, Mitch Geese.
If it weren't covered in flop sweat, I would like to try that hat on.
I can run out to the truck right now and get it to you.
Do you seriously have it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, no, go grab that. Yeah.
Like right now?
Well, let's wait till we go to break. I mean,
so I got to ask about the Boutonniere. Is that a real shotgun shell?
Yes.
The 20 gauge. Anybody think about that implies a shotgun wedding?
I don't think this one is.
I mean, I'm not trying to imply that about them, but
I thought it was really a neat idea.
It is. It looks cool.
And
I like
had someone
it.
Put
I,
it on
in the back
I
of
thought,
my mind.
Oh man, I'm going to prick myself and then just have a big old red blood stain in my shirt after trying to put on my own flower.
I still love. He sends this picture to us of him wearing this this boutonniere of a the shotgun shell. It clearly says 20 gauge shotgun shell.
And he's like, says, he's like, 20 gauge.
And I'm like, oh, 20 no, gauge.
410 probably.
Can't do a 12 gauge. Oh, no, it was 410.
I think it's a 410.
I'm pretty sure it's 20 gauge. No, it's 410. So then Mitch has to, like, zoom in on it. Like, yeah, you see where it says 20 gauge?
Oh, yeah, well, look at there. Can't see it from where I'm at. Yeah,
yeah, there was no way you could button the collar on that shirt.
Oh, no way. No.
Did your hat stretcher have work to stretch the collar out, maybe?
I didn't have enough time. I tried these. So I bought a 2XL tall and I bought a 1XL tall, and I didn't try either one of them on until it was about time to leave. So I didn't have time.
So what happened? So the 2XL tall fit good? You felt comfortable?
I didn't even try it on. I tried the smallest one first, and it fit really nice. And I'm like, I'm in a 1XL. I haven't been in a 1XL for years. Now,
don't exhale.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to wash and dry this 100% cotton shirt.
Yes.
And then
that's why I've got the 2X.
And then it's going to go to Renee.
Asa, hope you like pearl snaps.
Well, pretty well, it was the groom telling me, hey, this is what we're looking for wardrobe. Would you like me to send you links to kind of what we're thinking? I'm like, oh, yeah. So he sent me links, which brought me right to where I could just pick the size and buy it. And the shirt was not an expensive shirt, which, judging by the fact you can see through it quite well.
That might have something to do with it.
And the tie was really inexpensive. So I was like, oh, this is just perfect. I'm going to buy two of them because they're like, $17 a piece.
And their pearl snap. Which is right up your alley. Yep. You going to wear that
new church shirt?
I was going to wear it to church, but it was so full of sweat. So this baby's got to go through the laundry.
I didn't mean the next day.
Well, no, that's what people do. Like, after you go to prom, you wear that the next morning to church.
No one does that.
Everyone
does
that.
They do, but...
To the wedding, I was going to do it because I thought I was rather dapper.
You did. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to wear my hat in, and I'm going to set it where all the old boys used to set their hats.
Right.
The
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and go in with just the crease around your head and the bad hair.
It's because I wear my Stetson.
Because I got my hat on.
And so now to counter that, Mitch, you talked yesterday that you were out for a walk and saw somebody else looking dapper at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
The dude I ran into?
You ran into a dude?
No, I totally forgot about that. We went out for a walk at the lakes Sunday morning, about 11 o'clock. You know, I'd been out of bed for four or five hours. Legitimately had. And we're walking along, and here comes this guy, and he's wearing a shirt, clearly like something you would wear to a nightclub.
Or a wedding.
Yeah. Or whatever. Going out and trying to impress people. Very nice shirt. And he's kind of walking towards us, towards this car. And I look, and I'm like, oh, hair's all greasy. It's all matted on one side. He's got kind of nice pants on, and they're rolled up, and he's barefoot carrying his shoes. Walking to his car at 11 a.m.
What happened to this dude?
And this guy's looking at me, and I'm like, he's like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, good morning. And then he says, something or other. I don't know what the hell he was saying. It's like, oh, I haven't been out that late in a long time to where you're still.
Yeah, the next morning.
Still a little slurry at 11 a.m. Whoosh.
I'm going to Perkins.
Yeah, I felt hungover just looking at the guy.
So I'm sure that's a lot like your night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why Aaron was going to wear that shirt again. Because
that's right, because I didn't get out of it.
Stumbling in.
Didn't have enough time.
9 a.m.
I think things had quieted down. There was a lot of adults at the wedding that didn't need to stay out past 10 to prove anything. Yeah. So,
but did they?
They probably did, yeah. I think I peeled out of there at 10 or 10:30. And then I felt like I needed to be there because I was part of the wedding party.
Right.
You don't want to just bug out. You got to be respectful to the fact that they asked you to do this for them, and you're not going to be like, well, 7:30,
100%.
Time to put the kids in bed.
You going to cut that cake or what?
100% did not care. As soon as the dance started, they could not care less if you were there or not.
You think so?
Oh, I would notice if a groomsman peeled out.
Yeah, but you got to remember, this grandparent.
It's my boss. If it's my boss, I'm going to notice. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. I'm going to give him a pass.
If it's my boss, I wouldn't have included him in any way, shape, or form.
True. Yeah, but I'm cool. I'm cool.
Yeah.
So
just look at him.
Just look at me. And look at how I look dressed up, too. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. Cool.
I looked the part. But when you have that small of a wedding, you're looking at 40 people, 50 people being there. So
as a percentage,
all of a sudden, 2.5% of this crowd just left.
You notice that.
And not only that, but like based on body mass, it's probably more like 5%.
Oh, yeah. 6-7% probably.
Of the crowd leaving.
Left. They could feel the gravity change in the room.
Oh, he probably went home to put on an undershirt, you know. It's going to be embarrassing.
Thank God. Because I can imagine as you're sitting there jiving out on the dance floor to Staying Alive as the flop sweat starts heading south. You start getting more of
not everyone is as sweaty as you, Wayne.
Well, thank God for that, but I'm thinking did you keep your hat on the whole time?
No, I took my hat off a lot when I was indoors.
Well, yeah, then when takes his hat off indoors.
Melvin was having a cruise night, so I actually went outside and walked down Main Street because there were some people there that I knew that I visited with a little bit to get a little cooled down.
Went and did some burnouts with a minivan on Main Street.
So, I would love to. It was cooler outside in the 80 something degree.
Oh, it was, with 100% humidity. I don't think it ever even got to 80. Saturday.
Yeah, it did.
No,
yeah.
It was certainly only like 74.
Yeah, and by like 8:30 at night, it was in the 70s, low 70s. So it felt pretty good outside with a breeze. Yeah. I kept thinking, oh man, just imagine had it been 95 and sunny and high humidity, it would have been real sticky.
You would have needed to find that 2XL shirt to switch out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just would have worn it over my 1X. So then I'd be doubling the fabric. At least
if it had been that way, you wouldn't have been wearing a tux or something. You ever been involved in a wedding where no AC, wearing a tux? I'll never forget one of my best friend's weddings I was in. And we were in a stone church with no AC.
You were in an oven.
And we're wearing full tuxes. And we got there, and there were like 8 fans up by the altar, you know, blowing in the whole area up there. And right before the ceremony, the pastor takes every fan and turns them all towards himself. It's the only time I've ever thought about beating up a pastor. Ever. So I was like,
What are you doing?
You have a nice flowy like robe thing this guy was wearing. He could have been wearing mesh shorts under there for all I knew. Yeah. And I'm sitting here, I got a tuxedo on. I passed out.
Hopefully it wasn't like a Catholic wedding where you had to do mass.
It was.
Oh, no.
Full mass. Yeah.
I did a wedding that was in the summer and it was hot and it was warm, but there was still air conditioning going on. And one of the bridesmaids just had to go sit down. It just was that long. I mean, you're getting over an hour of standing up front, and they're like, I just got to sit down.
I did.
I'd love to follow you. I really would.
DJ'd one wedding in Sutherland, only one in it, so therefore it's memorable. And it was before they had that multi-million dollar event center.
RLP Hansen Center.
Yep. They had gotten married in the church, and then everything was in the, I think it was the American Legion building.
Yep.
No air conditioning, hottest day of the year. I had a little USB powered fan, and which I mean, I was in better shape back then, but the whole place was just it was a sauna because it was the middle of July and whatever else. And the groom side, they're football players, big boys, and they were like linemen. They made Mitch look small. And that's
they were linemen for the Sharks.
Yes, yeah, for the Sutherland Shark or the Northwest Iowa, or is it? Was it Sutherland?
They were Sutherland Sharks.
Before they were the Bruisers?
They were the Bruisers, then the Sharks.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So, the wedding party is up on the stage. Everybody else is down on the floor. And it's miserable. But, you know, whatever. It's a wedding. You do it. It's fine. And a combination of heat and alcohol set in.
And to you?
No. Not to me. Not to me. Again,
I don't partake when I DJ.
I typically did not, because again, it was my job. Despite what you might think about me as a person, typically I did not. There are times where I wish I did, like this time, where it's a little warm and you get some booze flowing. Suddenly, some garments start coming off because it's hot. And the booze keeps flowing, and then it keeps flowing, and then it keeps going, and...
But then it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yes, exactly. and it's... I'm not saying, but I'm just saying it was Sutherland. And so, therefore, the dance started early and went long. And by about 9 o'clock...
Billy Bob loves Charlene.
I guess I don't know what that is, but...
The song John that Deere was playing. Green.
Oh,
that was on the do not playlist, apparently.
Yeah, they were a Case IH family, you know, whatever. No, suddenly there was a fight. And the fight was between the groom and the best man. And they were throwing bows at each other. They were throwing hands. And so then, yeah, everybody got involved because half the people... didn't have shirts on, and well, dudes, much to my chagrin, wasn't married yet. But yeah, so what do I do?
So wait, does this, that type of thing doesn't happen in every wedding?
Not typically.
Because I grew up thinking that was normal.
Yeah, you grew up in Sutherland.
I'm kidding.
So, you know, I do the only thing that the responsible move that I can make as a DJ... And put on Gary Douglas. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Perfect.
Just, you know, if we're gonna have a throwdown, let's have a throwdown.
Mm-hmm.
And oh man, it spilled out into the street. And then within 15 minutes, it was hugs and
Everybody was fine. It's a good thing they didn't have a very active police force back then. At least it could come full circle before any law enforcement showed up.
And it was just. But actually, the worst, I guess, time that I've seen that sort of thing, I guess worst example, was a DJ at a wedding in Primgar at the community building, and it was similar. Huh. Like
also South O'Brien.
Very warm. What? Either I don't know if they didn't have AC or the AC was just lacking, but it was a hot night, and tempers started going, and... ended up with like bride and groom on the street yelling and just
at each other.
I don't recall if it was at each other, but it was bride side versus groom side type deal going on. Like it might have been a brother of the bride and brother of the groom throwing hands or whatever, and just like.
Yeah, we
did.
So
you guys do.
He rammed into me at the figure eights.
And the only thing I could think of, and it's terrible for me to say, the only thing I could think of was, okay, let me find the mom because I know mom has the check. So can I just get that check? And then you guys just do what you need to do here.
You do you.
And I'm just gonna load up my Trailblazer and just be on my merry way. Good luck.
Well, yeah. So the ham bun wedding. That you are used to.
Correct.
Is as much a departure for me as the wedding you just took part in was for you. I think is what Wayne's trying to illustrate
and,
here.
And to put it in an analogy that you would understand, and we meet in the middle, neath the old
Georgia Pine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And we'll be back with segment three next. So here, thinking about it, I'll be married 10 years next. Well, shit, next month.
Oh, big party, big party. Oh, going away. Got to go somewhere nice.
The Okoboji, I guess. Probably to our camper. Like what we would do for another weekend. But so, Mitch, you'd be next. What are you, like 12-ish years?
No, it'll be 14 years next week.
And Aaron, what are you at?
16 this
16.
Year. 16. Wow. A month and a half ago.
So, looking back on how those things have changed and ways that your weddings went, yours was in a church basement. Well, your reception was in a church basement.
No, it was upstairs. Yes, yeah. The church had a nice fellowship hall.
They did let you at the altar, at least, you know, so that was good. And then you guys got married at BV. Were you living in BV then at that time?
No. We got married at Greta's home church.
I'm sorry.
And then our reception was at BV at the...
How far of a drive is that? Not bad.
7 miles.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we both went to college there. And that's where...
Well, yeah.
Get a big discount. Big discount.
Yeah, I think it's and $100
on,
off.
Yep, and they turn on the soda fountain machine. It's a great deal.
I wasn't paying the bill, thankfully, but yeah.
I know Air Bear talked about how you got some preferential treatment there, and that was a joke. Calm down.
Getting his paper out, his pen out, ready to scribble.
My only responsibility is planning the wedding were take care of the bar situation, the DJ, and like the limo or transportation. I'm like, great, that's the only three things I cared about anyway. So it worked out perfectly.
I remember it was much the same with me. I had some logistics work out because I had so many friends from Minneapolis that were coming down, so trying to navigate that a little bit. Obviously, the DJ thing was near and dear to my heart. I was a DJ. I was DJing at that time.
And not just anybody.
No. I needed to have the people that I... The only people that I would trust.
Tom Trauber. No, that's not who came in and did yours?
No, it was
not. So this was before Aaron, so I don't know.
I forget that this was before Aaron. I knew it was before Mitch, but I forget that it was before Aaron. Because it wouldn't have been that much before you. Because that was 2012, and I started my business in 2013. So you had to have...
Real close to there.
Yeah, it would have been really close. But yeah, no, Stovetop.
Oh.
Like, we were buddies. You know, you would think that we were...
competition?
Competing. Yeah. No. We were adversaries. We were compadres. We were, you know, we wanted to... We were fighting for the same goal.
And it was super easy
and
for
we were,
him.
And we were price fixing. And we said, no. You're charging way too little. No. Let's up that. Let's up that amount. Come on, buddy. We all got to eat over here. We all got
to
eat.
And I can only imagine you gave him a minute by minute deal of what he had to do. There's no thought that he had to put into it at all.
Absolutely not. No.
What? No way.
No. Because that was a thing. Is that almost to the point where it was like, well, I feel bad for the DJ because I hate those you know, uppity brides and grooms that need to plot out every single moment of every single day. You know, I said, okay, here's the deal. You absolutely will eat. You absolutely will drink. And here's a song for our first dance. Here's a song for the mother-son. Here's a song for the father-daughter. Here's the wedding party song. The rest is on you. Have fun. Thank you.
So where was the reception at?
Hospers Community Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And right across from Boxcars.
That's correct. Yes.
Did Boxcars come over with the liquor?
They sure did. And they were, you know, because during that time, I was like, Hospers was the happening place, like, to have weddings. So I was
built
there.
At that. That was right on the heels of my leadership in Hospers.
Look at old Aaron over here.
Yeah.
Just
in the swimming pool.
NBD. NBD. But no, they the people that worked at Boxcars, great people, and really had a good relationship with them because you see them every weekend, and yeah, we just kind of, we would just joke and just give each other grief. So that was also kind of played into why I wanted to have my wedding there, because I'd gotten to know those people so well, And I remember plotting out the guest list. We were at 350. I'm looking back on it now, like, I can't think of 350 people.
No, me neither. I think we had 400 or more.
What?
Well, Greta has a huge family. And
all those Germans.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, there's no way.
No way.
40 people, maybe.
So what I was thinking about, and kind of the reason that I brought this up was just a little bit of a, from the comment that we had off air. Aaron talked about how in his wedding, he had someone from college. So of the people that were like standing up in your wedding that you asked, mm-hmm. how many of them are you still in touch with?
Three of the four.
Okay.
But
so that's not,
we're not close, close. When we were younger and single, it's like all the time.
Right. Yeah.
It's like every weekend. And it was rare to not see them on the weekend or something like that. Mm-hmm. And hey, then you get married and have kids and you settle down, even though two of them are by Sioux Center and I'm in Sanborn, not that far away. It still takes some work to get together.
And you don't do work, so it was incumbent upon them.
Not after hours.
To do the work.
Do work. But my best man, and that's the thing, I can tell you who the four were, but I don't remember exactly who was my best man.
Seriously?
I think it was the one from Sioux Center, and my college roommate was the second.
Really?
I think.
Did you do gifts for the wedding party?
Some, we do? Oh, yeah.
People like, brought gifts.
Yeah, yeah. People brought gifts. Yeah, I think it was something really dumb, though, like gift cards to like bomb guards.
Here's Casey's.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
Have something to commemorate the time. But you were, how old were you? 23?
26. And my wife was 24.
So you were, I mean, that's prime time.
I was very wise.
You were
at the time. I wasn't a little kid. Knew it all.
And Mitch, of your wedding party, the people that you had invited, how many of them are you still in contact with? Or
people that were in my wedding?
Yeah.
Where's Air Bear fit into here?
Well, he was my best man.
Because he had
and
to
you
be.
Spoke about well, it by, in such a manner.
I didn't say anything bad about him. Whoa. I just rebutted what he said about me.
Holy smokes.
He cried.
Where's makeup?
Goodness.
Best man at my wedding. Right. And you were the best man of his?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't I be?
Because of how you treated him.
Because you're kind of a douche.
I am not.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So anyway, other than your brother.
Continue.
Yeah, at least somewhat, I keep in contact.
So how many guys did you have?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You remember how many people stood up
for
you?
See, I see Greta being so friendly and have so many friends. She was like, Mitch, you got to come with 9 guys because I got 9 bridesmaids.
I think I had, including my brother, 5 groomsmen and then 3 or 4 ushers.
Yeah, I want to say that I was 6 total, including me. So, yeah, 5 and then a couple of ushers.
Well, I was glad I had a brother because then I had a best man by default.
Yeah, so you didn't have to agonize about the choice.
I've never, like, in my life, I've never had, like, a best friend. Like, I've had a close group of friends and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but now, where you're at right now in life, you have a best friend.
Oh, it would be you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. Wayne, you would be an usher.
Forget it. Shut up.
Or maybe in a
forget this.
Maybe do grooms have attendance nowadays?
Yes, they do.
I feel like they would.
Yeah. You're no a gift bearer. You'll be the gift bearer.
I'll be a junior groom.
If we go by height, then yes.
Oh, no.
No, that's fine. Yeah, yep. Obviously that we knew that it was going there. But yeah, I think thinking back on my wedding, I was 26, I think. Might have been 25, 26, 20. Oh, maybe even 27. I don't know. Right in there, though.
An old man.
Yeah, and it was different, though, getting people together, because that's not like the, oh, I'm going to your wedding in June, and then I'm going to your wedding in April, in August, I'm going to your wedding in July, and then, you know, it was like, oh, boy, he's actually doing this thing. Okay, well, I guess we'll show up. And having all the people in town from Minneapolis was just weird. you know, they...
It was an intersection of two lives.
It really like was.
Colliding.
It really was, and it was the only time it will probably ever happen. But it was so weird, and it was really cool, though, like, just to... Really, because it was like just showing them, you know, because growing up in Minneapolis, right, you think Iowa, like, oh, why do birds fly upside down over I-35 in Iowa? Well, there's nothing worth shitting on, you know, so that was, you know, like there'd be a number of jokes to that extent, you know, just because I own cornfield. And now it's like I'm a very proud Iowan, like I would not move back to Minnesota. And just having, you know, having that sort of combination, but also really seeing how, like, as you grow older, how these things that you thought were important, these relationships that you'd valued have changed and have shifted. I've got one groomsman that I have. I've got two groomsmen that I have not talked to since my wedding. It was crazy. Just how things that you think are important at the time.
Because you went up to... towards Minneapolis and stayed at the cabin to see people you knew from up in Minneapolis, and it didn't include two of your groomsmen.
What are you talking about?
Right,
like, well, not very long ago.
Yeah, you went up into Minnesota and had a get together with your buds, your old buds.
Well, I do that all the time. Well, not all the time,
but it doesn't include these two groomsmen ever.
No. Well, one of them's from here. That I don't talk to anymore.
I thought they were both from up there.
No, well, one is from up there, and he was too busy. I just every once in a while have the
cats in the cradle here.
Yeah, I know. You mean a lot like you, Nan.
No, I have one groomsman that I choose not to keep in contact with. And actually, out of all of them, he lives closer than anyone else. And
no.
Yeah.
Stuff you happens. You got two new bros, man.
Yeah.
You got two new bros.
Way better. Way better.
Can you imagine, like, if Aaron got married now? Like...
Well, let's say it like this. If we re-upped our vows, so if our wives listen to this and we're sitting here dreaming about getting married again, this isn't going to go well.
None of us would dream about getting married again.
100%. If we
and that's not a knock on my wife.
No.
I just wouldn't want to go, like, God forbid anything ever happened to my wife going through 100%. All of the dating process leading up to it.
No.
A, you know, it would probably kill my self-esteem to have to be rejected so much. B... it's changed, and I'm not interested in any of that.
Could you imagine dating today with social media and all the crap that goes along with it? Now, on the one hand, I was old enough, or I guess it was recent enough, that I did do the eHarmony thing, because I was 25 and, like,
you know, lonely.
Yeah. I was. I
don't know why you weren't on Farmers Only.
Yeah, I was.
I was waiting
for that. I know. If I was looking, so could you submit me your headshot and your place in the plat book, please?
Mm-hmm.
No. I plat book was not what I was thinking back then. It was. I remember being in that age and having played the field and then being like, okay, yeah, that's dumb. So. Now what? I'm like a carton of milk reaching its expiration date. Like, I've got a day or two before I expire. Will anyone grab me? Will anyone take me home? It still tastes good as long as you consume it today.
Becky doesn't check labels, apparently.
I guess if it's still on the shelf, it must be good.
Oh, manager special?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that looks like a good deal.
She's Dutch, so yeah, she saw that it was on discount, and...
This will be good enough.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think back to that, you know, those people, you know, I guess I'm getting nostalgic because it's 10 years this year. But yeah, looking back on the people and the life that I lived 10 years ago and how different it is now. Like, so your wife had her 20-year class reunion on Saturday, and that had to be a little bit eye-opening, I suppose, and a little...
Did you go, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Attaboy.
Good for you. It was at noon.
Well, yeah. It was very poorly planned.
Your wife was not on the planning committee then,
No,
was she?
It was her idea, and some other guy was like, well, I live close. I'll take care of putting everything together. And, like, people were complaining at the reunion, like, Yeah, I kept messaging Jake, like, what time is this thing? Well, just come whenever. They're like, well, I want to be there when other people are there.
Not a house party.
You know? So it was, yeah. Some people started golfing at 9 a.m. Others, us only, actually, showed up at noon and ordered pizza because we were under the impression people were going to be there for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then most people showed up between 2 and 4.
How late did you guys stay then?
About 6.
Oh, so like, you...
Well, I've been sitting here since noon, so you guys,
yeah,
we're done.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
But from the sounds of it, you are, like, you have your high school reunion, your 20-year lockdown. Like, you've taken care of everything.
I took the reins. My
Go
friend,
figure. Oh, I can't even imagine.
What?
How well Super this is easy. Planned.
Yeah, right?
Well, no, if you keep it simple, it's easy. Because what I did, I called Paulina Lake, is the lodge.
You called the lake?
Well, the conservation that rents out the lodge, you know. Yeah. Yes, I called the lake. You knew what I meant.
Milk cream!
Blah, 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 blah. Yes, Mitchell?
I called over there. I said, is the lodge available to rent on this date? Yep, $50. All right, done. Mm-hmm. You got yourself a deal.
So the lodge, is that like that's right there when you drive in? Like
when you drive
left?
In, it would be on the west.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yep, rent that. Called Brady's. Would the food truck be available? Well, it's too far out to fully commit, but as long as we have staff and blah, 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 blah. Yep, we'll be there. And I'm going to make a playlist on Amazon and have a Bluetooth speaker. And there, that's it.
So,
did you tell people they could bring their kids and they could play in the playground?
They can do whatever they want, bring them or don't, or whatever.
Was your event a kids' welcome thing, or was it just
in
adults only? Yeah.
I don't know what if they expressly said, but nobody brought their kids.
Including you?
No.
And you won't bring them to Polina either?
No, probably not. Well, I'm in charge of the thing, so.
Oh, you've got to wear a special coat and hat and carry a clipboard around or
Hello!
What?
Hello! Welcome!
Yes, I'm the MC.
I'm your host.
Mitchell Geese here. No, you might have heard me on the DBA
They don't
pod.
Want to sit there for 6 hours while I BS with my high school buddies, so. You know,
no,
to save myself the hassle, I wouldn't bring him along.
How big was your class?
70 some. I think we had 77, but not that many graduated. So,
color me shocked.
We had about 115,
really,
on our graduating class, and now they graduate like maybe 70 or 80. But
which is why you only had 77 in your class, I guess. It's because they said, "Well, I don't want to want them going there."
Mine was over Thanksgiving break, or what I would call Thanksgiving break, like the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was there. That's right.
Yes. Yep. And my wife's was last summer, I think. I'm pretty sure it was last summer, was her 20th, and I visited more. It wasn't, so mine was maybe a little more planned out with more of a schedule with a game, and my wife's was more a just sit around and talk.
Right. Visit for those who actually cared to be there. Mine didn't happen. The 10-year did, the 20-year didn't. And they said, the class president said, hey, guess what? I'm busy. You guys want to plan something? Give you the list. I got contact info. If not, see ya.
So when we sat at a table, this guy that graduated out of my wife's class was like, "Oh, Aaron, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you forever." And I'm looking at him thinking, I have no idea who you are. And I said, "I'm sorry, I can't place you. I'm Danny Faber." No.
Still no idea.
My older brother, Shannon, was your good buddy. Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember Shannon. Not you. I did not say that. That's what's going through my mind. Oh, Danny, yeah, okay. Danny.
At least you did you played the part.
There's huge chunks of like life's history of high school that are gone, missing, been deleted, made room for new memories. I guess
I found my class list and then I went through it and I created the Facebook group because that's the easiest way to try to get a group together and get the message out. And there were names on there that, once I saw them, I'm like, oh, forgot. I'm surprised they graduated. Huh, that's odd. But, yeah.
Whatever. This elite prick over here is like, oh, surprised they graduated.
I never thought about them. Never thought about them. Surprised I'm not sending this email at statepen.gov.
God. Oh, you did a you've done a fine job. I can't wait to see how it turns out
if anyone shows
you've
up.
You've done
or
a
not.
Fine job of establishing it's at an address Lake. List.
It's at the lake.
Yeah.
It's gonna be huge.
It'll be fine.
Bring your camper.
I don't have a camper. Can I borrow yours?
You sure can. You bet.
No, rent after mine. Party at Wayne's camper.
Come on over and grab it.
Oh, we're getting old. Reminiscing about weddings, high school.
Oh,
I was just sitting here thinking, I want to try to find like a wardrobe, vintage 03. That I can wear. It can't be one that I owned because it won't fit
any longer.
But wouldn't that be cool?
I'm going to have
show up to dress like you.
What would you say was vintage 03? I mean, like what?
Doc Martens, which I probably still own a pair of those.
That right. Fit. Well, I go to the Village. I'm sure they have plenty.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to buy used Docs at the Village.
Oh, yeah. Not Mitch. Yeah, no. You've got a feet thing.
Well,
yeah.
You could put
a lot of things.
Like
true.
Bread bags over your feet.
I could.
And put your feet into in someone else's shoes.
And then it'll just be a swamp in there.
Oh my gosh. They're bad enough anyway.
Yeah,
Docs.
No doubt.
And probably like Lucky jeans.
Were they like the real baggy style that would go over like the foot? Or at
yeah,
least
almost
pretty much
like
over
flared
the foot.
Or yeah, whatever. Yep. And yeah, I don't know. Some type of a.
Yeah,
Mossimo shirt or something like that.
You can grow.
I can no longer frost my tips.
You grow out a comb over and frost them tips.
It's gonna comb straight to the front. That's gonna look bad for all 9 months. You're gonna try to grow that thing.
Oh God, please do that, please. Well,
could do that because that was like 90% of people in my class.
You had the gel,
mm-hmm. and then you had, and it was like little. Fingers of hair down on your forehead.
They gotta make wigs. Get a wig.
Have you ever thought of a toupee? Like,
I haven't thought of a toupee.
Increase your self-esteem a little bit. I mean,
obviously,
you're lacking in self-esteem. So
you would live. I know some people, and I don't want to be any more specific than that. That they have toupees, and it's very obvious to everyone else that they have a toupee.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
You live every minute of your life outside the walls of your home wondering what it looks like and if the wind's going to come up or not. Oh, they're talking about high winds. Oh, no. I better stay home.
Trying a new double stick. I've got one staple in. I really need this.
Our one neighbor growing up had a terrible comb over, and it was like from one, he could only grow hair on like one side of his head. Like it wasn't even like the ring. It was just this one side.
Oh,
and
so
he,
it was a,
he
it
like
was,
swirled it around. So it was like a three
it was,
feet
it was
of
like
hair.
A bigger wrap. Like,
yes.
The kingpin.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He, on a windy day, he'd go out and there'd be like this big flap of stiffly gelled hair flapping up in the wind. I think of that. Now I don't want to be that guy.
Nah, just trim it real short.
Yeah, whatever. I'm
well,
fine.
At this point, that's the cool thing anyway, right? You know, like.
Oh, it must be. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. So,
well, no. What you should do is you should bick it though. It should be completely.
You got to stay on top of that. Like every few days, you have to bick it.
I think I'm going to end up with an island of hair on my forehead, and then I'll have to. I can't.
A little.
I just
tough.
Can't.
Your widow's peak has widowed a number of dreams.
Yeah, it's been abandoned by the rest of my scalp. Left
retreat!
Adrift on dude, the sea of my scalp.
Dude is weird. We don't want to be any part of that. We're out.
Yeah.
If you guys want to know how far along we are in summer, it's school, back to school night. Sign up for your kids and stuff.
Really
tonight.
Already?
Yes. I don't know. Why do they have it so early?
I think they do that till August.
Our registration
well, it's not back
is,
to school, but it's registration, right?
Ours is like the first week of August because I think we have to do it.
And then they want our first payment tonight. Like, I really want to.
When's
a month
ours
off.
Due, Wayne?
Well,
no, March and September is when my property taxes are due, I guess. So.
It's every month according to the escrow.
Yeah, so that's. It just feels like July 4 hits and it says, well, summer's half over.
Tell
but,
you what.
But you're about to go on a vacation, so.
yeah, it's not much of a vacation because we'll leave and drive for five and a half hours.
It's a tax deductible work trip.
I don't want you to finish it because I will be able to finish it for you. You're going to get a bowl. You're going to take the kids to a place where they can be at a water park, and you're going to eat at a Texas Roadhouse.
But in the reverse order. Because tomorrow we'll leave. We'll go to Dubuque. We'll eat at a Texas Roadhouse.
We'll bring the kids.
Oh, yes. Frequented it many times. It's good.
Over on the coast of Iowa?
Well, it's
I thought
more
it was
upland.
All vegan restaurants.
It's more upland.
There.
It's more surrounded by corn than it is. And then after the kids have been at the water park for an entire day, the next day we'll pick up the bowl and head home.
Oh. So how far is it from here to Dubuque?
I think it's 5.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wish it was quicker. It's like the kids have done it like seven times and they'll just be relentless on the way there. How much longer? You've done this seven times. I've told you when we will arrive. Google.
Well,
that little the number I'm racing right now, the time of arrival that counts down by a minute every 20 minutes. Because I'm winning.
Guess you're winning. Yes.
I'm winning.
At least now there are places to like use a restroom along that stretch.
Oh, because
I used to make that trip when Greta was in school at UNI, and from Storm Lake until Webster City, there was not a single stop the whole time. And then that was it till Grundy Center, which was dang near Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a myriad of places.
Which for you is a huge issue. For me and my clan that have above average size bladders.
I can go 2 hours.
What? Like,
it took you a lot of physical therapy to get to that point.
As long as
can you go all the way to Dubuque without stopping?
Yeah, doggone right I could.
Oh, you cannot.
I'd stop for gas, but I wouldn't have to take a leak the whole way down.
I mean, I would because we already stopped.
You have to be incredibly dehydrated.
That's true. Yeah, you pee straight gold when you get there.
Oh, I didn't remember having Heinz 57 last night, but kind of looks that way.
No, I pride myself, especially since I learned that you two guys are walnut bladders. Unreal.
Hey, use it or lose it, man. It's with the prostate.
We stop one time on the way to Minneapolis in Mankato, usually.
Yes.
I remember the first time I went with you, Wayne. It was like we hit the Minnesota border. And, oh,
had to pull over and use the bathroom.
Yeah, because it was because we went right after the morning show. I needed to be awake and active for the morning show. You were sleeping there eating a donut.
No, you've completely changed how the 6 o'clock hour was on radio. 6 o'clock hour was my hour.
Yes,
you were a crab ass that did absolutely nothing. But
as a guy who had to fill in for you a couple of times. And I can attest to the fact that
Wayne was like, you stop
his expectation was to do absolutely nothing.
Hey,
I know you're here for free, and I didn't tell you anything at all about how this is supposed to work. I just expected you to know it. But damn it, you're supposed to come prepared and have an hour's worth of material so I can just sit here and be a crab ass for an hour. Silently.
And now when you talk about radio, you're like, you ate donuts and fell asleep.
Well,
what the hell are you talking
about? You did.
I fell asleep from 7 to 7.08, and that's a perfect time to fall
asleep.
That's
true.
I came in, and I had to do, this day in history or whatever. I didn't know I was supposed to research that. He's like, no, it's time for this day in history. And I'm like,
hope it's an exciting day.
Well, happened. No, because that was Aaron's fault, though, because he was supposed to have that prepared.
Yeah, there was a tab.
He had the bookmark.
The preparation was, can you be there at 6:10 tomorrow morning? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Because you didn't have your own key. That was big. I had my own key, so I had 10 minutes alone until you heard the weather. Bloop, 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 and then Wayne slamming on the brakes right in front of the window and running in.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, all right, today we're going to have.
Wow. Yeah, it was. Mike on. Today, your forecast calls for clear skies and a high of 82. Mike off. Mike on. And looking at the forecast for tonight, and then Aaron was just looking at me like, wow, you're really good at being mediocre. Like, you just did the absolute minimum.
Yep.
Like, you got here with literally zero time to spare.
But the beauty of radio is only caring about what the product was when you were live. What it required for work, as little as you could do, was a win for you. And meant nothing to the listener.
Well, but the ability, I guess, to create content was what made us the vast commodity that we were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that. Mm-hmm. I still have ones and fives of people that ask me about it on a yearly basis.
It was the best show that I could tune in on my basement radio.
And I think that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The only one, but also the best.
You didn't. Did you really have to say that?
I don't know. He's the same guy whose brother was on here and basically worshipped him. And
he did that.
He just threw him under the bus. Stop it. Who do you think we're talking to?
So now all of a sudden, Air Bear is going to be like, guys, I need to come on again. Need to come on again.
He's too scared.
Them's fighting words. Okay. Let's see how this goes. All right. Want to thank Air Bear for coming on. Want to thank you guys for dealing with our very
sporadic
summer schedule. No, I do think it's good to go. I was just talking about like the fact that we're schedule. Never there. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the show in general.
And until next.
Well, I don't know. I kind of feel like apologies are going to be in order for this one.
Yeah, you to your family and your brother.
On that note, we'll see you.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?